This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, May 20th. Well, kind of a quiet day in futures yesterday. We were just hovering right around previous day's low after a push to the downside. Market appears to be finding some stability on the futures market. In the cash trade, much of the trade was already done about midweek, but we are seeing some more numbers coming in, averaging around 140, which is down 2 from last week. We've been all over the place this week. It started early at around 142, which was unchanged. Then we dropped around 139 on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, the average is 140, again, which is down 2. The dress trade around 226 is down 3 on the week. Box beef values were a little bit higher yesterday. Choice up 123 at 262. Select up 4 cents at 246. The spread gained 119. We're sitting at 1564. Movement was 86 loads. Slaughter rates so far this week at 499,000 head, 4,000 better than a week ago, and 25,000 better than a year ago. The feeder cattle index taking a big hit, down 159. We're at 153.46. So we're responding to the weakness in the futures market, finally seeing that show up in the moving average of the cash feeder trade. Export sales yesterday, 23,300 tons, another solid number for a couple weeks in a row. Japan took 7,900, South Korea 7,400, and China took 2,900. In pork, export sales at 24,100. Mexico took 8,400, South Korea 4,300, Colombia took 2,400. Getting back to the futures market, it sure looks like the market has, we've had a big move to the downside, and market's due to come up for air. I don't think our trajectory is changing. I just think it's due for a correction, and then we'll head south again, most likely into June. Now, we're seeing quite a bit of moisture coming into the plains. That drought region is shrinking significantly. We're still pretty intense in the far western, central, and southern plains as you get into the panhandles and up into western Kansas, eastern Colorado. But, you know, from central on east, it looks pretty good, and there's more rain forecast. It's going to slow down the wheat harvest, but it's certainly going to help your pastures and the hay crops. So my guess is that you're going to see a pretty swift halt to cattle moving to town, to herd liquidation. The northern plains have more than enough rain, and central plains have always been kind of fine. Nebraska's been fine, South Dakota for the most part, northern Kansas. And again, this whole drought region is shrinking significantly. So I'm guessing that, you know, you're probably finding the end of herd liquidation. So now we wait to see if we start retaining heifers, which my guess is you will, certainly across the northern plains. Unless it turns wicked hot and dry in the summer, which it clearly could, NOAA is still forecasting that. And they've been forecasting hot and dry summer across much of the country since winter. And they're still holding to that. So we'll see how things develop. But at least for now, they could use some heat and dryness across much of the northern plains and even into the Midwest. So that would be welcome. But I'm guessing you'll get at least a good hay crop, you know, first cutting of hay. This is going to go a long way toward incentivizing producers to start restocking their herds, something that they were forced to liquidate, especially across the northern plains last year. They could be pretty quick to rebuild those herds. And of course, this comes on about the third year of herd liquidation, which is about normal of what you're going to get in your typical cattle cycle. So while I'm still looking for the markets to have some pressure into the summer months as we work our way through record numbers on feed, largely because of heavy placements due to the drought, I do think that placements during May are probably going to be pretty light. And then we start that pattern for these next several months. So that takes, you know, your deferred contracts, live cattle contracts, as you get into the Dease and certainly into the Feb and beyond, that's when you're going to see the results of these light placements. So again, while I think short term, you still got some work to do on the downside, much of that's been factored in on these futures market contracts anyway, and the cash will start having to work its way lower to catch up with those contracts. But now I'm starting to see the turn coming. Mother Nature is giving us some relief here. And this, I think, will start the herd rebuilding process. So I don't want to get too bearish. I think there's probably, again, more work to do on the downside. But I think at this point, a nice flush to the downside would set a low. And summer is going to be our timing. Of course, that's a pretty broad window, a calendar window. Sometimes you see those major lows in June, sometimes they stretch to August. August is certainly part of the fundamentals because we had record numbers on feed as of March 1, as of April 1. We'll get a cattle on feed report out this afternoon. My guess is you will probably see fairly heavy placements during April as well because that's when you still had intense drought going across Texas. But after that, I think you come into a sudden shift in placements. And now you start to look at the probability of retaining heifers, and the market starts to make its turn. So we're going to be in that transition here fairly soon, finally. And it's just a matter of, I think at this point, focusing more on buying breaks rather than selling rallies at this point. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.